This is Saturday, March 30th. Is it tough to remain faithful when your prayers are not being answered? What about when your world is falling apart, when you feel hope is gone? Today in the Christian calendar is the day we call Black Saturday. Why? Jesus died on the cross on Friday evening before the sun went down, and his body was quickly taken down from the cross. On Saturday, Jesus' body laid in the tomb. Here is how the burial and entombment is described in the Gospel of Luke. This is chapter 23, verse 50 to 56. There was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had gone with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Now here we're being told of Joseph of Arimathea, one who could be considered a secret disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and he asked for the body of Jesus, and time was running out. So Jesus' body was taken down quickly from the cross and then only partially wrapped and prepared for burial and placed in a tomb. But notice those final words. The women who had been with Jesus to support him in his ministry did not throw up their hands and stop caring for Jesus. No, even then they prepared spices so that when the Sabbath was over, they could continue to prepare Jesus' body. We hear not a word about the disciples during this time, except we know that they are in hiding. I love the faithfulness of these women. They were doing what needed to be done. Really, they were doing all they could do to serve Jesus in this moment. Of course, they must be shocked beyond words about Jesus' death and devastated in losing him, but they keep serving. C.S. Lewis has this wonderful statement in his book entitled The Screwtape Letter. The letter has the words of a senior devil who is giving his advice to a young nephew whose name is Wormwood. He says, "Do not be deceived, Wormwood. Our cause, that is the devil's cause, is never more in danger than when a human, no longer desiring but still intending to do our enemy's will, that is God's will, looks around upon a universe from which every trace of him seems to have vanished and asks why he has been forsaken and still obeys." I think of the women who kept serving Jesus, kept loving when it seemed every prayer had failed. It seemed to them that God had failed, but they did not give up. They obeyed. Of course, this is a challenge for us. How will we respond when our prayers are not answered, when we cannot see the hand of God, when it looks and feels like God is absent? Will we continue to serve and obey the Lord? All of us will find ourselves in this place at some time in our lives, but how will we respond when dark days come? I think Lewis had it right. When days are easy, when we feel God's presence, when things are going well, obedience also seems easier for us. But the same is not true during the difficult days. Lewis says there is no greater danger for evil when God's people obey him. They continue serving God. Job said it very simply, "Though he slay me, I will hope in him." That's Job chapter 13, verse 15. How does this apply to us? We live in the now and also the not yet. You see, our salvation is now because we have received and can live in the grace of Jesus. We can live in this grace every day. But it is not yet, because we continue to wait for the fullness of this grace to come, for the new world that God has promised to be fully ushered in. Of course, this world has begun arriving, but it is not yet in full bloom, and this means we must wait. For the women preparing spices, they did not know that Jesus would be raised up on Easter Sunday, but we know. Even then, we yearn for the kingdom to come, and for Jesus to come in all his glory. And so what will we do in the meantime? I hope we will join with the women, and we will find ways to serve Jesus. Even here, we will obey. Let's pray. Father God, we pray for like the first believers did, Maranatha, Jesus, come quickly. In the meantime, Lord, we want to walk in obedience to your commands, because we know one day our King will appear. We look forward to that day. We yearn for his coming. Help us to live as we wait, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.